What will I do? I'll drive up to a filling station to fill up petrol. We know our iman is weak and we have to make it strong. But what are we doing? Are we making any effort to make our iman strong? So that is very, very important. So Allah Ta'ala says, these people who become murtad in any of the forms, كَيْفَ يَحْدِي اللَّهِ قَوْمٌ كَفَرُوا بَعْدِ إِيمَانِهِمْ فِيُكَرْ راہ دے گا اللہ ایسے لوگوں کو کہ کافر ہو گئے ایمان لا کر. اللہ سے how is it that why should it be that Allah gives hidayat to those people who make kufr after iman, and these people, the murtad's position, munafiq's position is worse than the kafir. Kafir never tasted of iman, he doesn't know what iman is. But the murtad, he tasted iman, he accepted iman. Munafiq was saying, I'm a Muslim. So these people who hate the taste of iman and they gave it up, their punishment is even worse. So Allah says, these people, and how is it that they will get tawfiq of iman again? وَشَهِدُوا أَنَّ الرَّسُولَ حَقٌّ اور گواہی دے کر کہ بے شک رسول سچا ہے. And these people, they bore witness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is a true Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Any person who gets a taste of iman bil Rasul and the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and after that he gives it up, then Allah says, how is it that that person will get hidayah? He won't make tawbah also. وَجَاءُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ اور آئے ان کے پاس نشان یا روشن, and clear clear signs came to them of the truthfulness of Islam, of the existence of Allah, of the nubuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they rejected after it had come to them, and they knew it for a fact, and then they still rejected it. So the position of a murtad is very, very bad. Kafir, they still hope he will accept Islam. But a mushrik also, and their guna is not as bad as those people who were Muslims and then they rejected Islam. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَحْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ اور اللہ راہ نہیں دیتا ظالم لوگوں کو. And Allah has explained a principle here that Allah does not give hidayat to those people who are zalims. Yeah, meaning those people who saw Islam, the beauty, they lived it, they tasted it, and then they gave it up. So that is at the high level, or rather at the lowest level, that a person gives up Islam. Similarly, a person who practices upon deen, and then he gives up practicing. Like he was making 5 times namaz, now he stops making. He was making tahajjud, he stops making it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also warned against that, though that is not kufr, etc. But a person who tasted the sweetness of namaz, of tahajjud, and then he gives it up again, that is also a serious matter. Any act of deen that we have experienced, we tasted it, and then we give it up. One is involuntarily, because of ill health, etc. But one is voluntarily. We give it up and we choose a bad life again. That is a very dangerous matter. So once a person gets a taste of iman, he doesn't give up iman again. But those who do, they are in a very, very bad situation. May Allah protect us all. And as a person is worried, I mustn't become poor. My business mustn't go down. I mustn't lose my job. Much more worried than that, he must have about his iman and his amal. That I must never ever lose my iman. I'm doing amal today, and it is all by the tawfiq of Allah, that Allah must not take it away. And that is because of some sin of ours that Allah takes away the tawfiq. And if a person notices that my amal is going a little bit weak, you must immediately make tawbah, beg Allah for forgiveness of the guna which he knows about and the guna he doesn't know about. One great buzur experienced this condition. Then he said, this is because of a guna I committed 40 years ago. And naturally he had made toba of it, but he said the effect of it is harming me now. Now I'm finding weakness in my iman, in my amal. So Allah Ta'ala give us that worry and concern. The most greatest, valuable assets we got is our iman, our Islam, our amal. And as we are worried about our dunya things, I mustn't lose anything. Much more we must be worried all the time about our iman, Islam, and our amal, our akhlaq. Many people have good character, but afterwards you see the character becomes bad again, become very hard, they become very vulgar, etc. So all that a person must be concerned about. May Allah guide us to righteousness and keep us firm and give us istiqamah on our deen and taraqqi. We must increase in our deen, not decrease in any way. Wa rahmatullah.